Today we begin lesson 132 in Parshas Toldos. We're going to be learning Perek Chafei, chapter 25, Sukkim Choftes to Lamed Dalid, 29 to 34, in the Simonim Tanakh. We are on page 38. Vayozed Yaakov Nozid Vayovo Esav Min Hasodevahu Oyev. Vayomer Esav el Yaakov, haliteni no min ha'odom, ha'odom hazeki oyev anochi al kein koro shimo edom. Vayomer Yaakov michroch hayom esbecho rasecholi. Vayomer Esav hine hanochi holech lamus velamozeli bechora. Vayomer Yaakov, Hishovali kayom vayishovalo, vayim kores bechora soli Yaakov. Vyaakov, nosan li Esav, lechem unizid adoshim, vayochal vayesht, vayokom vayelach, vayivez Esav esa bechora. Pasuk Chavtes. Vayozed Yaakov Nozid. Yaakov Vayozed, he cooked. Nozid, a stew. Same root. The word Nozid is a stew, something cooked dish made out with beans in it. The verb of making Nozid is Vayozed. So Yaakov was cooking a stew. Why was he cooking a stew? This was a very monumental day in world history. It was the day that Avram Avinu died. And therefore, Avram's son Yitzchak was going to be sitting Shiva. And it's customary to feed a mourner foods that are round for many reasons. And Yaakov is cooking the food for his father, Yaakov. Now, Avram died on this day. And everyone is getting prepared for the funeral, or that's just happened. It's a very sad environment. And looky here. Vayavo Esav min hasadah. And Esav came from the field. He is very tired. He is faint. Why was he faint? Because he was involved in a very difficult battle. This day he had a fight with Nimrod, the arch enemy of Avram. And they fought over certain hunting rights. And Esav killed Nimrod. And such a battle would be very taxing. And Esav came in from the field very faint, very hungry, very tired. It's interesting that Avram and Nimrod died on the very same day in world history. Hashem always keeps the balance of power equal. For every great tzaddik in the world, there's always the opposite influence to balance free will choice. So Avram and Nimrod die on the same day. He's coming in very hungry. Vayomer Esav el Yaakov, and Esav said to Yaakov, haliteni. Haliteni means pour into me, stuff me. I'll open my mouth and just pour it into me. Na, there could be a number of meanings of the word na over here. It can mean please, it can be now, and also the word na sometimes means raw. Pour into me, the food's not even ready. Min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh, from this red, very red, this thing. The red lentils, pour this into me. Now, normally, lentils would be brown. Red is when they're still not yet fully cooked. So he wanted to eat right away. He was very hungry. And even though he knew Avram had died, it didn't concern him at all. Ki oyef anochi, because I am very faint. And because he was so focused on red things, and he was a bloodthirsty person, Al-Kain, therefore, Karash Shemo Edom, his name now is called Edom. Anyone who comes from Esav, the nation that he has, is called Edom because they're red types of people. It's worthy to note, it's not a coincidence that Avram died at this point, because Esav did many more things besides kill Nimrod. He did a lot of terrible things, Averos, on this day. Hashem promised Avram that he would live to a good old age, and if he would see his grandson Esav killing and murdering people, it would not be a good old age. So Hashem took Avram away really 5 years earlier than what he was supposed to have. Avram was supposed to live 180 years. but he died at the age of 175. So the date of this death, of this story, is the year 2123 of world history. Avram being born in 1948, 175 years later, makes it 2123. So therefore, Avram dies. Esav's coming back from the field, a day of, yes, killing Nimrod, but a lot of other not nice things. So Esau's very hungry. At this point, Yaakov says, what kind of person is this? He's the Bechor. He's the firstborn. The firstborn is meant to eventually serve in the Beis HaMikdash, being a spiritual leader. He is not worthy of this. So now I have him in a compromised position, and this is what I will do. Lamed Aleph, Ayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov says, Michra, sell, Chayom, as of this day, Es Bechorosa Li. Sell your birthright to me. Why does it mean Kayom as of today? Just as the day is clear today, so make a sale clear to me as well. And being the firstborn, you're entitled to the birthright and to do the avoda, the service in the Beis HaMikdash one day. And Yaakov saw that Esav clearly is not worthy of this because he's only interested in eating a meal, even though the grandfather, who was the big tzaddik of the generation, just passed away. Lamed Beis Vayomer Esav, and Esav says, Hinei Anochi, behold, I am holech going lamus to die. Two understandings for that. Number one, I'm faint, I'm dying, I got to eat something. Number two, he asked, what's the nature of this being the Bechor? What do I get for it? He explained, well, when we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, you're going to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to work in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very difficult avodah. If you make any mistakes, you could die on the spot. So Esav says, wait a minute. I'm hungry now. I feel like I'm going to die. And this Bechora is just something you can die from. So V'lama Zeli, why do I need this Bechora, this birthright? So he's kind of saying, you know, he didn't say he'll sell it, but he says, I don't need it. So therefore, Yaakov comes back, Lamed Gimel, Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov says, Hishova li chayom, swear to me as of this day. So now Esav says, okay, you know, he was saying, I'm going to die, so what are you? But Yaakov says, swear it to me. Vayishova lo, and he swore it to him. And at that point, Vayimkor es becharoso li Yaakov, and he sold his birthright to Yaakov. Yaakov got a pen and paper. They wrote a document. Esav signed it. And that was that. Then Lamed Dalet, so Yaakov was true to his word. Yaakov nasan le'esav lechem, and Yaakov gave to Esav bread, unezid adoshim, and the stew of beans. And in very quick order, vayochal, and he ate, Esav ate, vayesht, and he drank. He must have given him some wine as well. Vayakam, and he got up, vayelech, and he went, as if nothing happened. He didn't stay for the funeral. He just ate and left, and that's it. Therefore, demonstrating, as the Torah shows, Vayives Esav, and Esav despised Esav Bechorah, the birthright, that he would only sell it for a pot of beans. Let's look at the questions. Number one, Targem Vayozed. Vayozed means, and he cooked. Two, Targem Nazid is a stew. Three, Mabishel Yaakov. What did Yaakov cook? A stew. Madua, why? Because Avram died, and Yitzchak was sitting Shiva, and we serve round foods to people who are sitting Shiva. Four, Lama Rotza Esav Mehatavshil Shabishal Yaakov. Why did Esav want from the Tavshil, the cooked food that Yaakov was cooking? Because he was Oyev. Five, Targem Oyev. What does Oyev mean? I was tired and faint. Six, Maduah Haya Esav Oyev. Why was he so tired and faint? He killed Nimrod and he did a lot of other not nice activities of murder and rape and things like that. Seven, Targem Halitaini, it means to pour into me, to stuff me. Eight, Ma Bikesh Esav Miyakov. What did Esav ask from Yaakov? He asked Yaakov to stuff me with these beans. Nine, Ezet Seva Haya Tavsho Shabisho Yaakov. What was the color of the cooked food that Yaakov was cooking? It was red. It was not yet finished. It was still raw. Ten, Mahu Od Shem La'am Shatzma Esav. What's another name for the nation that comes from Esav? That's Edom. 11. Lama Nikra Ha'am Shiyotza Me'esav V'Shem Edom. Why is the nation that comes forth from Esav called Edom? Because Esav gravitated towards red things. He was red, himself is hair. He was involved with blood, and he wanted things that reminded him of like the red stew. 12. Ma'amar Yaakov Le'esav Kish Esav Bikesh Lahachil Oso Min HaTavshil. What did Yaakov say to Esav when Esav asked from him to feed him from the cooked food? He said, sell me your bechora. 13, targem michra. What does michra mean? Michra means sell. 14, ma'ano Esav, kish Yaakov bi kish liknos menu bechora, so tmuras hanazid. What did Esav answer to Yaakov when he asked to buy the bechora as an exchange for the beans? He says, I'm going to die anyway, so what do I need this bechora for? 15. Madua rotza Yaakov sheisav yimkar lo esav bechora. Why did Yaakov want Esav to sell the bechora to him? Because Yaakov could see that Esav was not worthy for the bechora, since on such a terrible day when Avram died, Esav's only thinking about his hunger. 16. Lama chashav Esav shoch lamus. Why did Esav think he's going to die? Number one, he was so hungry and faint, he figured he's going to die if he doesn't get anything to eat. Number two, when he found out about the severe restrictions and punishments of improper avoda as a bechor, he figured he could die from that as well. 17. Ma bikesh Yaakov me'esav lehochiach shemachal bechor. What did Yaakov ask from Esav to prove that he will sell the bechor? That he should swear. 18. Aim Esav nishba limkor bechor li Yaakov. Did Esav swear to sell the bechor to Yaakov? Yes. 19. Manosan Yaakov le'esav achareish Esav nishba limkor bechor li Yaakov. What did Yaakov give Esav after Esav swore to sell the bechor to Yaakov? He gave him a full meal, which was starting with that stew. 20. Chutz mi nazir adashim, besides the bean stew, ma od hechel Yaakov leisav. What else did Yaakov give to Esav? He gave him bread, and he gave him wine. 21. Ma osa Esav achrei she'ochel v'shasim ma she'hechil Yaakov. What did Esav do after he ate and drink what Yaakov gave? He got up and he left. 22. Aim Esav miyad hischared al ma she'mochel Yaakov z'bechor. Did Esav immediately regret over the fact that he sold his bechor to Yaakov? No. 23. Targem vayives means and he despised. 24. Minayin yodin. How do we know she'esav bizah bechor, that Esav despised the bechor? How did the Torah know he despised it? Because he just ate and drank and left and didn't even want to stay for what was going on in terms of Avram's death. He was only interested in the food. 25. Ma od kara b'yom she'esav mochar es becharos al Yaakov. What else happened on that day that Esav sold his bechor to Yaakov? That was the day that Avram died and the day that Esav killed Nimrod. Again, that was year 2123 of creation. Let's read the psukim one more time. Pasuk Chav Tes. Vayozed Yaakov nozid vayovo Esav min hasodevuhu oyev. Vayomer Esav el Yaakov haliteni no min ha'adom ha'adom hazek yoyev anochi al ken karoshimo edom. Vayomer Yaakov michrocha yom espechorasecha li. Vayomer Esav hine anochi holech lamus velomazeli bechora. Vayomer Yaakov hishovali kayom vayishovalo vayimkor espechora sol Yaakov. Vayakov nasan li Esav lechem unesid adoshim vayochal vayesh vayokom vayelech vayivaz Esav esav bechora. Please spend a few minutes reviewing today's lesson and a few minutes reviewing lessons 130 and 131. Have a great day.